everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am joined tonight, as always, by the very sleepy Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Doing good, Tina. This is one of those late night episodes for us. We're recording on a Saturday night, but it's late. It's almost, we're 5 minutes away from 10 o'clock, which is well past your bedtime.
Yeah.
What in the world are we doing up so late?
I'm on break.
Oh, you're on break.
And so I don't necessarily go to bed as early as I normally do.
Okay.
And the light, the sun, staying daylight longer, it messes with me to wind down early. Like, it was 7 o'clock and me and my sister were riding the roads getting dinner. Like,
7 o'clock's wild.
And it was still so light outside, so it's like I'm running behind, you know. So it may be 10 o'clock, but it feels like it should be 8.
Yeah.
So,
well, I know I've already said this before, but I'm not a fan of this version of the time change. I like the other version better, but I don't think people.
We're not the majority.
I don't think I'm the majority. I think other people like the other version of the time better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely like the other time better.
Yeah.
It just messes me all up.
Messes you all up.
Yeah.
Well, good for you to be here. At least we're jumping into the podcast. Now, when people listen to this, it'll be the day after Easter, but for us, it's the day before right now. We've already had two of our five Easter services on Thursday and Friday, and then we had a family gathering today, and then tomorrow we'll have three more, and then that'll be a wrap for Easter 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time everybody gets to hear this, it'll be a done deal for us. But it's been good. What else is new, Tina? What else has been happening in your world since the last time we did the podcast? Can you think of anything exciting, anything you want to share, talk about?
Can you?
Well, I've got a couple of things, but I don't have a ton of things. Well, I can say this. I made some purchases for Easter. My Easter outfits, okay?
Yes.
It's been unsuccessful.
You got clothes today, though.
It's been unsuccessful thus far.
Didn't you get a shirt today?
Yeah, but here's the deal. I ordered a pair of pants. It's the first thing I bought from Belk. Went to get those pair of pants. I had ordered the wrong size. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go in, exchange the pair of pants. That ended up being an ordeal within itself. But anyway, got the pants swapped out. Have not tried them on until today. Got home. Didn't fit. Too fat.
Were they the wrong size?
I don't think I know what size pair of pants I wear. Because those pair of pants did not fit.
You know, that's such a surprise to me, considering you lost 5 pounds this week.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Are we going to talk about that?
I ordered a belt
mm-hmm.
online from DXL, it's mm-hmm. the fat guy store. And I ordered two shirts from mm-hmm. DXL. The shirts did not show up. They said they were going to show up on Friday. Didn't show up on Friday, which made sense. It's Good Friday. But then, now they're not showing that they're going to show up till tomorrow, which means they probably won't be here until Monday. So,
well, I mean, good news is you'll have two more new shirts to wear.
Then I ordered a belt because my black belt was on the verge of breaking. So I thought, hey, listen, I'm going to go ahead and buy this belt again because I don't know what size pants I wear, evidently. I also don't know what size belt that I need. The belt doesn't fit.
Yep.
So now I've got to take back a pair of pants and I've got to send back a belt.
You spent a whole lot of money this weekend on a whole lot of things that don't fit.
good news is we're getting a lot of money back.
That's good in here, right there.
Great news is we're getting some money. We're going to get some money back. Also good news, Tina. Last week we talked about how I was going to support you in better eating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this for both of us. I'm going to go ahead and just let the cat out of the bag. I don't know that we've done a good job of not eating carbs. That's what we talked about last week. But between the both of us, neither one of us have been successful at that. It started after we did the podcast last week, and you went to the store, you bought cupcakes. That's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've eaten carbs throughout the week. But we've done better. We've eaten better. And as you mentioned earlier, Tina, I lost 5 pounds this week.
I was shocked. I'm still shocked.
And I cannot speak for you. I cannot put words in your mouth. But you were not happy.
I'm so upset by it. I'm canceling my Weight Watchers subscription.
You were not happy. That I lost 5 pounds.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
I just don't understand.
What don't you understand? I lost 5 pounds. I'm in my support of you. I lost 5 pounds.
You're bragging over there.
I'm not.
And you're smiling about it.
I'm laughing.
But it's
at you.
Not fair that you can eat 100 extra points a day and still lose 5 pounds.
Okay.
And so when you told me you lost 5 pounds, I thought you were kidding.
All right, let me.
Mind you, I gained 0.2, and I walk 2 miles a day and watch what I eat.
All right, listen.
So there's some hostility there.
Yeah, there is.
There is. And so I'm canceling Weight Watchers, and I'm going to start doing a calorie deficit.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is, but my nephew told me I needed to do it, so why not try something else?
All right, let me speak. Let me just kind of catch people up to the middle of this. So I had one day, and I think for 6 days I did good. I mean, in all honesty, I did good. I didn't cheat. I didn't do things I shouldn't have done. But one day early on in the week, I had Sonic for lunch, which was a ton of points. And I think I had McDonald's for dinner, which was a ton of points. And so if you're not familiar with how Weight Watcher works, based on your weight.
Thought you had a sub.
Oh, maybe it's a sub. Yeah, that's right. You're right. I got a sub for Firehouse Sub. And then I had McDonald's for dinner. That's mm-hmm. what it was. Okay. So that was last Sunday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Weight Watchers works is based on your weight. They will give you a certain amount of points. Well, I mean, the honest truth is, because I'm such a large gentleman, I get the most amount of points I think that anyone can get. I don't think you can get more points than what I get. But, and because you are a petite woman, you get probably the lowest amount of points that someone can get. They're not the same points, I agree.
I mean, I get that. But I'm just saying, when you told me you ate 100 points that day, and then you called me and said, hey, I forgot to tell you, I lost 5 pounds. I'm cheering you on in the back of my mind. I truly am.
I didn't feel like it.
I know you felt, but if you just sat in my shoes, you would know.
Well, in Weight Watchers, what you eat equals certain points. And so, essentially, better healthy foods are lower points. Higher fatty foods, carbs, yeah, are higher points.
Yeah.
That day, I ate 101 points, which is not good at all.
It's through the roof.
Off the chain.
And you still lost 5 pounds. So,
and I still lost 5 pounds.
I'm canceling my subscription, and I'm doing something else. Because obviously, it's not working for me.
So you weren't happy about it. But the other side of that is if you need to lose weight, it is very little. I have a longer journey. And so I need the help because I have a lot farther to go.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Are you?
I'm just aggravated. Okay. I mean, I have a reason to be aggravated. All right. Women out there can understand if their husbands just try one day and lose 5 pounds. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
That it happens that way.
That reminds me of the time that me and Wesley were doing Weight Watchers together. And two stories. One, we went to Weight Watchers, and when he got there, you know, he's not a big, in comparison to me, he's not a big guy at all. I don't think he's a big guy in general. Mm-hmm. And years and years and years ago, he wasn't a big guy. Mm-hmm. And so, and this probably, what, 15 years ago? No, it's probably 20. 15 years ago, maybe this happened. Anyway, we still lived in LaGrange.
You've been doing Weight Watchers that long.
Yeah. And so me and Wesley went, and the lady saw him. She saw him. She didn't say anything to me. She was like, yeah, that fatty needs to be there. But she looked at Wesley and said, what are you doing here? You just need to work out. The other thing that happened was we'd sit in the room, and it was a room full of women. And it was just, it was packed. And so then they'd go around. They'd be like, okay, everybody tell your... This was my least favorite Weight Watcher meeting. I've been at several. This was my least favorite, I think. And they'd say, okay, everybody tell how much weight you lost so we can celebrate. And so these ladies would go through, and they'd be like, I lost 0.2 pounds. And they'd be like, oh, that's so good. That's so good. And me and Wesley were like, yeah, so good, so good. And then they go, I lost 0.3 pounds. Oh, the whole room would like, yeah, woo. Another lady goes, she said, I didn't do good this week. I gained a pound. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. And they'd cheer her on, right? They'd get to us, and we'd be like, we lost 7 pounds. They'd be like, oh, man, they just lose weight. It was like there was such a hatred for our weight loss. So with that, I'm used to the weight loss not being celebrated because I'm still scarred, I think, from that particular event.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that I reacted the way I did, but I thought you were kidding.
You said, are you kidding me?
I mean, obviously, I need to just go eat 100 points of food and maybe I'll lose some weight.
I do think it makes you happy. I was happy that day. That sub I ate was delicious, and that McDonald's I ate, delicious.
I mean, you don't even exercise.
Wow.
So it's just aggravating. It's very discouraging. Hey,
but you know what, baby? I don't even think you need to lose
yes,
weight.
Yes, I do. I tried on dresses today and left them all in the dressing room and walked out.
Well.
It's like, no, no, no.
Here's the good news,
not
Tina.
Not today.
You could wear the pants and the belt that I bought twice, mm-hmm. and I can't wear it at all. So I think you're doing better than me.
We'll just send it back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. What else? What else do we have? Anything else new to talk about? I really can't think of anything either. I was just going to give you an update on my March Madness brackets. I'm not doing so well. I'm middle of the pack. So in the church staff group that I'm in sixth place. In the Guido group that I'm in fourth place. So in the church league, though, check this out. This is, well, let me just check because I checked it earlier today. Big Time Beck's in first place.
You know, she's been watching the game.
She's been super involved in it. So Big Time Beck's is in first place, followed by Benny G, mm-hmm. and then Megan, and then Lauren. Lauren's hopped back up in there, okay. In the top four. So that's that. And then in the other Guido group, Glenn, old Glenjamin, sitting in first place. Dusky sitting there in second place. And then Timmy, the Timmer Tater Top, is sitting there in third place. And then I'm in fourth place. So there we go. We didn't take the tater top picture for Timmy yesterday.
You know when I thought about it?
When?
After we ate them all.
We got some tater tots from Sonic, yeah, Timmy, and we were going to send you a picture of your friends, but
shows how excited I am about losing some weight.
Yeah, because we were eating tater tots.
We ate some tater tots and a hot fudge sundae.
You know what you said? You said, I got calories to eat.
And I needed to eat my calories. I
ate these calories. So she, it was almost like she was saying, in your face, Weight Watchers, I'll eat what I want to eat.
It's either going to help me or harm me. I don't know. We'll see at the end of the week.
You might lose 5 pounds this week.
Hey, we might.
That's the plan that I follow.
Maybe you need to be eating 100 more points of food. I don't know.
I don't think you can do that every day, but one day.
Oh, the doctor did ask me if I was eating enough, so maybe I wasn't.
I won't tell you what my points were yesterday.
You won't?
Or today. No, it wasn't today. Yes. There was one day this week that already didn't go well. I think it was yesterday because that's when we went to Sonic.
Hey, but you know what? It's all right.
It's going to work out. Another 5-point week. I'm feeling it. Another thing that is going on, Tina, is we are going into our spring break.
Well, a lot of people don't have spring break till another week.
Well, it kind of varies because I guess it depends on the area. Typically for us in our area, we take a spring break when the Masters happens. So Masters is a
That's for 2 weeks away.
Big time golf tournament. And so most schools around here and in this area take that week off for the spring break. Now, spring break typically starts happening in March, and it can go all the way through, can go through April in other areas. I know some places have already had their spring break, but because now we're on the year-round school schedule, we go 9 weeks on, 2 weeks off. We get Emma's getting 2 weeks off, but then she also went Thursday and Friday off. Mm-hmm. So we're in the middle of that. We're not in the middle. We're at the beginning still.
Oh, yeah. Let's don't rush it.
Making it happen. So I'm excited about that.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to just mention a couple of things to you about spring break that I thought was interesting. Traditionally, we know that spring break is a time that you take away from school and go to the beach or hang out with your friends or just kind of whatever it may be, which is good. Do you know the most popular spring break destination?
Florida.
It is Florida, but anything specific, anywhere specific you might could think of?
Miami.
Miami is one of the places, but they call Daytona Beach the spring break capital of the world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But Miami is a very popular destination, as well as Cancun for an international flavor. Spring break is a tradition for college students. Traditionally is who it's originated for them to go and take a break from their school and their studies. Spring break can actually be traced back to Greek and Roman festivals. So they were the ones. However, those Greek and Roman festivals were not of good in nature. Because those spring break festivals that our spring break comes from were in honor of the god of wine and revelry.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably not good.
Yeah. Hey, when you were, I think I know the answer to this. And so the fact that I'm asking this is wild. But maybe, did you ever watch Spring Break on MTV when you were growing up?
No.
No. I did. I watched it. There was a lot of, it was a lot of fun. It was only like a week or two long, and they go to some beach and set up and have people come in, and they play music, and there'd be concerts. It always looked a lot of fun. MTV actually increased the activity of spring break because of that.
I never really watched MTV. I was a CMT kind of girl.
CMT? Tell me what kind of stuff they had on CMT.
Country music videos.
Yeah.
Country music television.
So you never really watched MTV at all?
I don't even know what MTV stands for.
Music television?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Bad music. I always associated MTV with bad stuff.
Well, I mean, it's no different than country music. I don't know that country music is any better. Do you know what CMT stands for?
Country Music Television. I just said
there
you
it. Go. Okay, all right.
I used to watch. It was a line dancing show that came on Country Music Television.
I remember that.
And I would watch it.
I watched.
I had some favorites on there.
I watched some CMT stuff.
I can't remember what it was called, but they would line dance in a room.
So I'll tell you a couple things I remember. The one primary memory that I remember about CMT growing up, the late, great Toby Keith had a series of videos. They were three videos, music videos. And at the end, it was like Quantum Leap. And at the end of one video, he would like go up in lightning. And then at the next video, he would start. I don't know why I remember that, but I did. I remember that. And I remember one of those songs was, I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. That was one of the songs. And then the other video, so that was, he was like on a football field, and then he went in lightning, and then he came back, and I don't remember the song, but the next video was him at like a prom. He was like at some type of prom.
That's what you watched on CMT?
It was music videos. That's what I remember.
I used to love some videos.
That's what I remember the most from CMT.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to think. I didn't watch a whole lot. I've never been a big fan of country music, so I didn't spend a whole lot of time there. But there, I have a couple of memories. I think I remember the line dance show that you're talking about, though.
I can't think of the name.
But I think I remember thinking, why would anybody watch this?
I was entertainment when I was growing up.
I watched MTV. But it was when, it was like right when MTV was becoming less music videos and more like game shows and reality shows. That's kind of like when the reality craze came in, and that's, I watched that. And they had some videos like TRL. They had some video shows that I would watch too.
Before we met, were you into game shows like we are now? Remember, we used to watch game shows when we dated. Were you into game shows before then?
The only reason I wanted to watch game shows is so we could make out. I mean, I like a game show, you but know, I was really more interested
in that game came on, I was like, you know. But I was just wondering if you ever
watched. I did watch the Game Show Network. I did watch.
That was another show.
When the Game Show Network came out on cable, mm-hmm. I would.
It was exciting.
I would watch that a bunch. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'd keep it on because I used to keep the TV on at night all night long. Lily does that now, but I'd keep the TV on all night long, and a lot of times it was on the game show channel.
Mm-hmm. We are off subject, but
yeah. Anyway,
keep going.
So back to Spring Break. MTV had a big hand in pop. Not that Spring Break wasn't popular, but more people wanted to go and have spring break festivities. Oh, there's the bear. She just mm-hmm. got home. Hey, baby. More people wanted to go and have spring break festivities because of MTV. Let's see. Another thing I was going to tell you. Oh, another thing I was going to tell you is over $1 billion is spent on spring break every year.
Wow.
On average is what they've estimated. $1 billion. And then last thing I was going to tell you, some countries refer to spring break as Easter break. They don't call it spring break. They call it their Easter break.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about something new while we were talking about that.
Okay.
So a week ago, Walmart substituted something for me. Remember?
Groceries?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's what you thought of.
Well, our listeners need to know this.
They are dying to know about our grocery update.
They need to know this.
I need a stinger that's like, now your grocery update.
They need to know.
Okay, all right.
Because I've got something people may need.
Give us the grocery update.
I remember when COVID was around. People hoarded toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, a week ago, I got a substitution for some toilet paper. And I thought, well, that's fine. Substitute it. We need toilet paper. Well, when the groceries arrived, you asked me, Christy, did you want to get some toilet paper this week? And I was like, well, they were out of what I asked for. So they substituted it. Y'all, they gave me what I asked for plus double of what I asked for. So we are set on toilet paper for a little while. So if y'all need some toilet paper, just let me know. I'll get some to you. Because it's not even the brand I normally use.
No, it's better. It's the right brand.
But I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I like Quilton Northern.
Cottonelle is the elite toilet paper brand.
But listen, when I got Charmin the other day, Charmin has upped their game. You know how toilet paper is normally squares? They're just little pieces of squares. Charmin has made little waves at the end of every...
At the tear
of every one of their toilet paper. I thought it was very impressive that they have stepped up their toilet paper game. I just would like to say, and it was soft. Yeah. So kudos and applause to Charmin. Okay. Now this week, I did groceries again. Y'all, I double bought again. Paper towels this week. I didn't think they had the two roll of paper towels, so I was going to get a four roll. Then I saw they had the two roll, so I was going to take the four roll off. Now we have a four roll and a two roll, so we're pretty good on paper towels this week. So for some reason, I'm stocking up on paper products. And I just thought I would share that with the listeners out there.
I'm sure people were dying to know.
I've had it on my heart to tell them for all week when I had double bought my paper products.
Yeah.
So I thought that they might want to hear about it.
They did. They were waiting with anticipation.
If you need any toilet paper or you need some paper towels, Tina can help you out. Tina's Toiletries, I can help you out.
Tina's Toiletries. That is your Lots Grocery Update.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's like a news bulletin. All right. You want to play a game, something real quick? It's a quick game.
Okay.
All right. I asked this question at lunch today. I'm not sure if you paid attention or not. We had a family gathering for Easter. Here it is. If you could only have three pies for the rest of your life and all other pies disappear, what are those pies? Now, here's the question, okay? I mean, I'm sure there are other parts to this, but here's the thing that we worked out at lunch. Cheesecake, we Googled it, is a hybrid. It can be both cake and pie. So, in this scenario, a cheesecake would exist because it's both cake and pie. It's like its own category. So this is only pie. You can only have three. All other pies disappear forever. What are the three pies that you want to keep? You tell your listen, I'll tell you what I said at lunch today.
My favorite pie is an Edwards key lime pie.
Okay.
I love it. My dad gets me one every Thanksgiving and Christmas.
By the way, that's 19 points a slice.
Yeah. I didn't count that today.
Okay.
All right. I counted it on my calorie deficit calculator, but I did not count it on my Weight Watchers.
Okay.
I just forgot I ate it. Maybe that's why I'm not losing any weight.
All right, so key lime pie.
Uh-huh. And then I would say cheesecake.
So cheesecake can be on the list, but it would still exist. So you don't have to save it. You could save another pie, but it can be on the list if you don't have another two that you want to put in there. Like my sister Lauren said, she didn't like pie. She didn't have any other pie, so she put cheesecake on the list.
Yeah, cobblers aren't pies.
Cobbler is not a pie. It's a different dessert.
I don't eat very many more pies. I do like a pecan pie. But, I mean, my go-to pie is key lime.
All right. So, here was my three.
So.
Key lime pie.
You like key lime pie?
Was on there.
Okay.
And a good apple pie. Just, like, flavored really good with some ice cream on top. And to be honest, if apple pie couldn't be in there, it could be a cherry pie. It could be a blueberry pie. a peach pie, any kind of fruit pie.
I don't like pies. I like cobblers.
I like cobblers too, but I like a pie. And then the last one was like a Oreo chocolate, like a chocolate Oreo pie. Mm-hmm. Would be the three that I think would be my keepers. Now, a couple things I'm going to be sad about. Pumpkin pie. I love a pumpkin pie. Pecan pie. I'm going to be sad about that. But if I can only choose three, that's the three I'm choosing.
Really?
Yep. I think so.
You do like a pumpkin.
I love a pumpkin pie. But I'm just saying, I don't love it more than the chocolate or the key lime or the apple.
That's surprising.
I love a pecan pie, but not more than those three. I put a lot of thought into it.
That was the game?
Yep, that was the game.
That was just a question.
Okay. I have another game for you. Question. Have you been keeping up with lottery news lately?
No.
No?
We win the lottery.
We did not win the lottery. But there's been... So currently, as we sit here right now, the Powerball is $935 million is the Powerball. They're going to draw for it in 32 minutes, the Powerball. So somebody could win it. If you cash it out, you get $452.3 million if you take the immediate cash. The Mega Millions, which are the two biggest ones, right now they are... $36 million, and then the payout would be $17.1 million. But did you know that just a few days ago in New Jersey, someone won $1.13 billion in the lottery? Can you imagine that?
What's that? Like a scratch off, or was that?
This is like number picks. And the thing about it is, most people go in and just get automatic numbers. This, whoever won this, $1.13 billion, handpicked their numbers.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't take the auto numbers, they chose them and ended up winning. So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I think, let me see, the payout, I'm trying to remember what the payout was. Like, ended up being. I can't remember. It ended up being 700 something million. But I didn't know this about the lottery. They tax you on the promoted winning amount, not the take home amount. So if you won $10 million, or let's say you won $100 million, you get taxed about 30% of that. They tax you at 30% of the $100 million, not what the cash out is. So
you get less than what you thought.
So you get taxed $30 million off of whatever the payout is. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not getting taxed on the money that you keep because you chose the lump sum, but you're getting taxed on whatever it is that was promoted that you won. I didn't know that. So here's the question. If you won the lottery, obviously you could play the what would I do with that money kind of thing. But would you take the lump sum payout or would you take the annuity, the whatever pays out ever, you know, every year, whatever, however they pay that out?
I take it every month.
You'd want to take the annuity?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they wouldn't pay it out in your lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would depend. I don't know the rules on this.
You don't think the girls would get it?
If it could be willed.
Mm-hmm.
So like if we could will that payment to our family, mm-hmm. I may would take the monthly payment.
If not, then you would want
all
of it.
If you could not will it to your family, that annuity payment, then I'd want to keep it.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't know.
It's what I think I would do. Also, they also say this about winning the lottery, that if you win the lottery, you don't need to tell anybody. because, like, the chaos that ensues of people showing up at your door. Like, if you're, like, putting on Facebook, I just won the lottery. Can you imagine how many people would be, like, the security issues that you would create in your life?
Yeah, maybe. If you will. I mean, if you're known.
What they say is, before, if you won an extreme amount of money in the lottery, before you ever even contact the lottery office, you should contact a lawyer and a financial advisor. Those need to be the first two phone calls. A lawyer first, a financial advisor second, then the lottery office.
Really?
They also say sign it. Sign the back of the lottery thing so that you can prove that it was yours and you can say, you know, somebody can't come in and steal it from you. And then there's something else. But, yeah, they said don't tell anybody for security reasons. So I would do that. There'd be signs, though, that I'd won the lottery.
Oh, yeah?
I'd buy a new PlayStation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because mine broke. I'd buy a new one.
That's what you're thinking about? If you won the lottery, you'd buy a new gaming system?
Yep.
Well, I know what mine would be.
What?
A car.
No, we don't. We got
with
three cars.
No lights on
we
the dashboard.
We got three cars right now. We're fine. Maybe we go get those lights taken care of. If we won the lottery, we go get those lights taken care of.
I doubt it. But I doubt it. Your thought process is getting a new game.
Yeah, new PlayStation. They're expensive. They're like $500. Well, I think they're cheaper now. They're $450.
Car's going to be expensive too.
Yeah. But still not as... PlayStation's still cheaper.
Guess that's why we're not getting the car fixed.
I guess so. All right. Tina, wow us today.
Tina's tired. I am tired.
Tired, Tina.
Can't wait to go to bed. I've been doing a devotion this week on just different things, but this one day in particular, it was about the friends you have. And a couple things I took away from it that I wrote down, it was, it's easy to get hurt by other people. Just remember, nobody's perfect. And you are not perfect. And you can't expect anyone to be perfect. Only God is. That's why he's God. In order to make friends, you have to be the friend that you always wanted. You have to be, or you have to get out of the what can they do for me first mindset and shift yourself to think, what can I do for them? And I just thought that, you know, times we get hurt or times we get offended or things don't go our way, you know, then we just get mad at whoever, family members, you know, friends, whatever. Just remember, they're not perfect. I try to tell Emma all the time, your friends aren't perfect. They're not going to do everything that you want them to do. And she's got to know that she's not perfect either. But just be the friend that you would want other friends to be. That's where you have to start. And the Bible verse was, you must have the same attitude that Jesus had in Philippians 2:5.
That's good.
And so, God wants us to be in a healthy community with people who love him and who love each other. And so, I think that I tried to explain that the best that I could. Just remember, whoever you're around, they may make mistakes. You may make mistakes. I may make mistakes. The girls may make mistakes. But if we could just tell them that nobody is perfect, you know, and just work on being the best friend that you would want someone else to be to you.
Yeah.
So
I think, too, we have to be willing to extend the grace to others that we would want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we make a mistake, the grace that we would want, that we in turn have to extend that back to others as well. So Anyway, all right. Well, guess it's time for Tina to go to bed. So we should call the podcast a wrap. Thank you guys so much for checking us out and hanging out with us. This is episode 96.
Get closer.
Yeah, we're moving on to episode 100, so we're looking forward to that. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us, to our 7 returning listeners. We love you guys. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. To anyone that might be new and listening to the podcast, welcome in. Hi, hello, greetings, salutations. We'd love it if you would tell someone about the podcast, invite them to come in and listen. You can also connect with us by hitting the subscribe button on whatever platform that you're listening on, whatever your podcast preference is, whether it be Apple Podcast, YouTube Music, or Spotify. We can also watch us on Spotify. See our faces right now. See Tina going to sleep as we speak. And then you guys will follow us on Instagram or TikTok. Lots About Something Podcast on all of those as well. All right. Well, guys, that's all I got for you today. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. And until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.